According to the New York Times, Apple has shifted 70% of its profits overseas. Globally, the company made $34 billion profit last year. And according to the Times, Apple paid $3.3 billion in taxes worldwide last year. That means the company's tax rate is just 9.8%. It all comes down to legal accounting tricks that move Apple's operations overseas, moves the money around to low-tax or no-tax countries. Matt Welsh is with Reason Magazine. He is their editor-in-chief in D.C. Matt, you're a libertarian. I take it you approve of Apple paying as low a tax rate as it possibly can.
I approve of everybody paying as low a tax rate as they possibly can within the law. We have laws for a reason, and we follow them, and we pay our taxes accordingly. You do it, I do it. Warren Buffett does it, for crying out loud, and Apple does it too. And now we're registering shock that in a country which now, if I'm not mistaken, has the largest, our highest corporate tax rate in the world, that companies are going to be looking for creative methods to try to pay to have a lower tax burden. It is a ridiculous register of shock.
Well,
in my
opinion. No, hold on a second. I'm not shocked. I'm not either shocked or surprised, and I'm not denigrating Apple for doing this. Everything is perfectly legal. They're simply making as much money as they can. That's fine. But I can see that they're going to come under attack for paying a low tax rate. And I can also say it stands in very sharp contrast to, say, the oil industry, which pays a much higher tax rate and is beaten up by the president for doing that.
Well, sure. And if you think about it, there's probably a good reason that oil companies should pay a higher tax rate than a software company. If nothing else, they're not, you know, belching out filth into the atmosphere and extracting things from the ground. There's any number of reasons why software should be treated differently. And you're right, they are going to be coming under pressure, because right now we've shifted in the national kind of democratic conversation to just going after the malefactors of great wealth, whether they have malefacted or not. It is the attack of, well, they are not paying their fair share so that we can pay for what was an incredible state government spending binge in California and in the rest of the country in the good times between 2002 and 2007, when they jacked up spending by 80% in real terms.
Do you, as again, you're a libertarian, you think there should be a simple flat rate of tax for all corporations, whether they're mining companies or technology companies? Regardless of that, you want a flat rate of tax or no tax at all on corporations?
Certainly much lower and much simpler. I won't tell you the exact number. Maybe it's zero. Maybe it's 15. I'm not sure. But what we do instead is we have thousands, millions of pages almost at this point, making it hellishly complex. You know, in the story, which actually does not come up with a number of taxation that Apple pays, they were speculating at the end of the day. But they don't express the same amount of outrage at Apple trying to game the system and write tax breaks and tax credits themselves. That is as much of the problem as anything else, is that the system encourages companies, and then companies use their money to try to write special favors and tax credits for them. That is much bigger problem, in my point of view, than it is the fact that people are using legal methods to reduce their tax burden.
Very interesting. Matt Welsh, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us again, Matt. We will see you soon. Thank you, sir.